This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A Colorado lawmaker accidentally dropped his handgun at the state capitol today while the House was voting on a bill that would enshrine abortion access into state law. According to three witnesses, Republican Representative Richard Holtorf stumbled as he rushed to vote on an amendment to the bill and the gun slipped from near his waistband. They said Holtorf quickly picked it up and went into the chamber. The gun did not fire and no one was injured. A new study shows the benefit of an alternative strategy to ease postpartum pain without using opioids. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The legislation would implement a cabinet-level state agency called the Department of Early Childhood Education. Advocates say the passage of universal preschool in 2020 catalyzed the issue. The law will fund at least 10 hours a week of preschool for four-year-olds starting in 2023. The new department is also charged with developing a user-friendly system for families to enroll in childcare and preschool programs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The University of Colorado women's basketball team is joining March Madness. The Buffs were awarded a 7th seed bid last night. It's their first appearance since 2013, and they'll play the Creighton Blue Jays on Friday in Iowa City. You're listening to CPR News, and though temperature outside in Denver was highs of 55 degrees, overnight lows still in the 30s. Our newscast is coming up at 7 o'clock again. This is CPR News.